三星期三晚上的茶店聚会啊的主题啊是约伯记二十八章。
On Wednesday night for the Bible study, our topic was Job 28.
啊，因为并不是每位弟兄姐妹啊都参加星期三晚上的茶店聚会。
But then not all the brothers and sisters were attending the Wednesday night Bible study with us.
啊，所以我们就利用这个时间呢啊再来复习哈约伯记二十八章。
So we'll use this opportunity to once again review Job chapter 28.
约伯记二十八章。
Job chapter 28.
二十八章第一节。
Job 28 verse 1.
银子有矿，炼金有方。第一节就可以。
Just verse 1. Surely there is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined.
那当然在写第一节的时候我们就可以看出来哈。当时的环境啊，他们已经可以炼银子，可以炼金子，有这种技术。
And so, just by reading verse 1, we are able to tell that at that time they already had the skills to mine silver and refine gold.
因为我们知道银子、金子都是隐藏在石头里头的。
And we also know that silver and gold were hidden in rocks.
所以必须要去挖矿啊。
And so people have to dig for them.
啊，所以以前加州啊是一个挖矿的州了。
So California was actually a place for mining.
啊，就早期移民的很多人啊，从东部移民到西部来，就是要挖矿。
And in the early days, a lot of people moved from the East Coast to California in order to mine gold.
然后呢，炼金哈，啊，这个是要有一套技术的。
And also refining gold, it took skills.
那发明技术的人啊，这些人都很聪明。
And the people that invented these skills, they were very smart.
所以我们看到二十八节就描写说，当时呢已经有这智慧的人。
And so, if we read verse 28, we are also able to tell that there were people who were wise back then.
啊，那我们再来看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
男儿智慧有何处可寻？聪明之处在哪里呢？你看。已经有智慧的人，他们还在讲说，那智慧从哪里可以寻找了
？Verse 12 says, "But where can wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding?" So even though they already had people who were wise, they were still asking the question, "Where can wisdom be found?"
啊，再来看十四节。
Let's also read verse 14.
那深渊说啊，不在我这里呀，智慧不在我这里呀。那沧海也说啊，不在我这里呀。
Verse 14, the deep says, "It is not in me," and the sea says, "It is not with me."
啊，所以我们看到、啊、这个深渊啊，沧海里头有很多各种不同的动物啊。
We can see that in the deep and also the sea, there are many different creatures.
啊，里头也有隐藏着很多的金子，很多的矿物，很多啊有价值的金银。
And also many valuable gold and silver and treasures were also hidden in them.
啊，再来看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
啊，智慧从何处来呢？聪明之处在哪里呢？
From where then does wisdom come, and where is the place of understanding?
啊，所以我们从这几节就可以知道哈，这个智慧啊，所谓的智慧，可能跟我们所了解神在讨论的智慧，这个真智慧是不一样的。
And so from these verses, it may tell us that the so-called wisdom that we usually talk about is different from the true wisdom that God is talking about.
所以一般人所累积的这种学问啊，所累积的经验的这种智慧，可能也不是真智慧。
And so normally the accumulated wisdom that people have, they may not be the true wisdom.
要发展一套冶金的技术，也不是说一个人可以完成啊，已经累积了好几代的人慢慢来修改，慢慢改进，然后发展一套冶金的技术。
什么是
冶金？也就炼金。
So for the skills to refine gold, that is not something that just came about suddenly. It accumulated generations of wisdom and knowledge.
啊，可是这些呢？啊，圣经说，那智慧在哪里呢？还是要找智慧啊。
But then the Bible here again says, "Where is wisdom?" They were still looking for it.
那约伯的三个朋友，这三个朋友都是智慧人呢、啊。
The three friends of Job, they were wise.
那圣经为什么提到这三个朋友？
Why did the Bible mention about these three friends?
那他们是来自各个不同的地方啊。
They came from different places.
那他们跟约伯讨论的内容啊，其实是很有智慧的。
And the conversation that they had with Job, were actually filled with wisdom.
啊，他们所讨论的内容不是我们一般人哈啊所能够有得到这种结论。
The conversation that they were having, it was not something that common people would be able to have as conclusions.
所以约伯的三个朋友是典型的代表社会上的智慧人。
And so the three friends of Job represented the typical wise men in the world.
哦，他们算是社会上哈都贤达人啊，智慧人呐。
They were people who were filled with wisdom in their society at the time.
啊，但是假如他们的智慧是真智慧的话，那圣经为什么还说智慧在哪里呢？
But then, if their wisdom was the true wisdom, why did the Bible again say where can wisdom be found?
啊，所以。约伯他说：“你们这三个人哈所讲的其实不是什么智慧的。”
So Job was actually saying that the friends, the three friends, what they were saying were not true wisdom.
你们所讲的是无用的言语。
What they were saying were words of no use.
要按照你们的模式去思考的话，我也会的。
So Job was saying that if he were to follow their way of thinking, then Job himself would be able to do so as well.
所以这三个智慧人在约伯的眼中看起来也不是真正的智慧。
And so the three friends that he had, their wisdom in the eyes of Job were not true wisdom.
那何况是神呢？
So,
神看起来更不是真智慧啊！
Not,
看这些人。
Not to mention God, when God saw these people, they were not having true wisdom.
那真智慧也不在塑造之物当中。
True wisdom was also not found in creation, in creatures.
刚刚所读的十四节。
In verse 14, where we just read.
他说圣渊说不在我这里呀，苍海说也不在我这里的。
The deep says it is not in me, and the sea says it is not with me.
所以那到底在哪里呢？
So where exactly is it?
所以我们来探讨，今天来探讨什么是智慧。
So today we will study what is wisdom.
那真智慧又是什么？
And what is true wisdom?
那如何来寻找真智慧？
And how do we find true wisdom?
那当然，大家可以去 Google 一下，说智慧是什么意思。
Of course, each one of us can just Google and find out the definition of wisdom.
因为这是人的智慧，在社会上的词典就可以找得到了。
Because it is talking about man's wisdom, so we can just find it in the dictionary.
所以我也去找。
So I also looked it up.
大家也是一样的结果，因为我是抄来的，这个是智慧是抄来的。
And we will find the same definition because I just copied it and you'll find the same.
那我念给大家听。
So I will read it to you.
按照韦氏大学词典对智慧所下的定义是这样子。
So according to the Webster's Dictionary, this is the definition of wisdom.
第一它是一种知识。
Number one, it is knowledge.
就是历代对哲学科学所累积下来的知识库。
Which is the accumulated philosophical or scientific learning.
那第二个。
Number two.
它是洞察力。
It is insight.
那就是认识事物背后的内涵，还有彼此之间的关系。
Which is the ability to discern inner qualities and the relationships.
因为有些人呢是看这个表面哈。
Because some people only look on the surface.
比如两个小朋友吵架，这是表面他们吵架。
For example, two kids were fighting, so on the surface, they were just fighting.
但是他们为什么会吵架？这个内容啊，这个为什么会吵架？
But then, as to why they were fighting, that's the inner things.
这两个朋友之间，到底是这两个小朋友是朋友还是敌人啊？
And also, between these two kids, were they friends or were they enemies?
所以这个是洞察力去了解这个事情的。
And so that is insight, the ability to understand or comprehend the reality.
那第三个是判断力。
Number three is judgment.
因为要有知识啊，能够了解事情哈。能够有洞察力才能够做一个好的判断。
In order to make a good judgment, we need to have knowledge and also insight.
那最后是态度，也就是对事情的看法。
Lastly, it's an attitude, which is how we view things.
这是字典对于智慧的定义。
And that is the definition of wisdom from the dictionary.
啊，当然在这个物竞天择哈，适者生存的现实的社会当中啊。
However, in this world that we live in, where it is the survival of the fittest.
人呐，这是为了维护自己。
A man in order to protect themselves.
啊，也是借着以前的人所累积下来的经验。
And also to rely on the experience that is accumulated from the previous generation.
再加上自己的融会贯通去理解。
And plus self-realization applications.
去尝试啊，去练习看看。
So men started to try and to practice.
然后就练出啊，也是要练出一套很圆滑的处事的智慧。
And as for men, we were able to come up with this kind of wisdom to live in this world.
可是这种智慧呢，基本上还是以自己为中心的。
But basically, this kind of wisdom is self-centered.
所以保罗他也是很称赞这个哥林多教会的信徒啊，他们智慧人很多。
And so that is why Paul also praised the believers in the church of Corinth. They had a lot of wise men.
因为哥林多那边有很高的学府啊。
Because in Corinth, there were a lot of people who were highly educated.
哥林多也是个大城市。
And the city of Corinth was also a big city.
啊，很多著名的大学。
And there were a lot of famous universities. And so the believers at the time, many of them were highly educated. And so they were also very wise. But then if they really were wise, why were there dissensions in the church? And so those wisdom were not true wisdom.
所以圣经说啊，世上的智慧啊，人的智慧啊，这是败亡人的智慧。
And that is why the Bible says, the wisdom in this world, which is wisdom of man, is corrupted.
因为它将会带来的纷争苦毒啊。
Because it brings about bitter envy and strife.
啊，所以真智慧跟一般的智慧啊，毕竟啊不一样。
So true wisdom is different from wisdom in general.
好，那我们看约伯记二十八章的二十三节。
Let's turn back to Job 28.
约伯记二十八章二十三节。
Job 28 verse 23.
神明白智慧的道路，晓得智慧的所在。
God understands its way and he knows its place.
好，说一般人呢，可能不知道真智慧在哪里呀。
So for a common person, we may not find out where true wisdom is.
因为神的智慧对某些人是隐藏起来的。
Because the wisdom of God to some, it is hidden.
所以约伯记二十八章也叫找智慧。
So in Job chapter 28, he was looking for wisdom.
啊，这里说神明白智慧的道路，晓得智慧的所在。
But here it tells us that God understands the way of wisdom and he knows its place.
所以神可以带领我们去找真智慧。
So God will be able to lead us to find true wisdom.
神自己用他的智慧能力来建立世界。
God, with his own wisdom, established the world.
用他的聪明来铺张穹苍。
And God also... spread out the heavens with his understanding.
所以神的本身呢，就是智慧的来源。
And so God himself is the source of wisdom.
所以要找智慧的话，第一个要来找神呢。
And so if we want to find wisdom, the first step is we need to find God.
因为他才知道智慧到底在哪里。
Because only he knows where exactly wisdom lies.
啊，圣经说啊，智慧跟知识都隐藏在基督里头。
And the Bible tells us that knowledge and wisdom are all hidden in Christ Jesus.
哦，那基督是很有智慧的。
Jesus Christ was filled with wisdom.
我们看当时哈，犹太人呢，他们抓了一位正在行淫的妇人。
We can see that at that time the Jews they caught an adulterous woman.
啊，当然行淫是不对的。
Of course, what she did was wrong, the adultery.
啊，必须要受谴责的。
And she needed to be punished.
所以他们就把这位妇人啊，抓到主耶稣的面前了。
So they brought this woman in front of Jesus.
要看看主耶稣怎么来处理她。
They wanted to see how Jesus would do to her.
因为主耶稣经常赦免人的过犯呢。
Because Jesus often forgave people's sins.
啊，主耶稣经常宽恕人的过失。
And Jesus often forgave men's iniquities.
啊，所以这位 妇人呢，被抓到主耶稣面前，看看主耶稣怎么来处理呀、啊。
And so this woman was brought in front of Jesus to see how Jesus would see what Jesus would do to her.
哇，当时很多人来看热闹。
And a lot of the people at the time gathered together to see what was going on.
啊，大人来，小孩子也来。
And so the adults were there as well as the younger ones.
然后这些大人说，一直吵着说啊，耶稣啊，你要看怎么办啊？你要怎么处理这个妇人？
The adults, they kept on saying, Jesus, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to this woman?
啊，但是主耶稣不说话。
But then Jesus did not say anything.
哦，很多人在一起，一直啊逼他要说话，要表态。
A lot of the people were gathered around him to try to press him to do something.
啊，主耶稣还是不说话，只是在地上画个字啊。
But then, Jesus still didn't say anything, and he just wrote on the ground.
他这个时候要说什么话都不对了。
Because at that moment, whatever he said would not be right.
那为什么说什么话都不对呢？
So why was it that whatever he said would not be right?
大家想想。
We can think about it.
因为这些人啊，是犹太人，是有不良的动机啊。
Because the Jews at the time, they did not have the right motivation.
那既然他们存着不良的动机，根本就不用理他们，因为你有，既然有不良动机的话，你讲什么话，他们都会找机会攻击的，他们都不会接受。
Because they did not have the right motivation for what they did, no matter what you said, they would have taken it as a way to attack you.
因为他们的内心啊，本来就是要找机会攻击耶稣了。
Because in their hearts, they were just trying to find opportunities to attack Jesus.
所以主耶稣啊，很有智慧啊，主耶稣不理他们啊，就在继续在地上画字。
And so Jesus was very wise and did not care about what they were doing and just continued to write on the ground.
那众人还是一直吵着耶稣，你要表态的。
And the crowd was still trying to press Jesus to do something.
那主耶稣这个时候说挺起胸膛了。
And at this moment, Jesus straightened himself up.
就告诉他们说。
And then said to them,
你们自己认为没有罪的人哈，就可以先用石头打这个妇人。
Whoever among you is sinless can cast the first stone.
结果大家想想。人哪里有可能没有罪呢？
And then so they started thinking, how is it possible that they do not have any sin?
这个人想说，昨天晚上我在跟太太吵架。
So one person might have remembered that just the night before he was fighting with his wife.
这个小朋友说，我昨天晚上才偷妈妈五块钱呢。
And then the young one might have just remembered that he just stole $5 the night before.
所以不管是大人小孩子想想说，哎呀，我自己也要过失啊。
So from old to young, they started thinking about themselves and realized that they had sins.
所以大家就离开现场了。
And then so one by one they left.
没有人敢用石头打他。
And no one dared to cast that first stone.
这个就是主耶稣的智慧啊。
And this is the wisdom of Jesus.
当时很多人在逼他要表态。
A lot of the people there were pressing for him to do or say something.
所以圣经说，智慧知识都隐藏在耶稣基督里。
And so the Bible tells us that all the wisdom and knowledge of God is hidden in Christ Jesus.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章三十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
哥林多前书第一章三十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
但你们在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
所以神使耶稣基督成为我们的智慧。
So God made Jesus Christ to become our wisdom.
说智慧在哪里呢？
So where is wisdom?
就在耶稣基督里头。
It is found in Jesus Christ.
在他里头找答案。
We need to find the answer in him.
说我们要怎么来寻找真智慧？
So how do we look for true wisdom?
圣经告诉我们呢，我们要认识神啊，就是智慧的开端呢。
The Bible tells us that to know God, it is the beginning of wisdom.
因为神知道智慧在哪里。
Because God knows where wisdom is.
所以要先找神啊，认识神。
And so we need to first find God and to know Him.
然后他就会告诉我们智慧在哪里。
And then He'll tell us where wisdom is.
那能够认识神的话，也是一种福气呀。
To be able to know God, that in itself is a blessing.
我们请看何西阿书第六章。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 6.
旧约小先知书何西阿书第六章。
It is one of the minor prophets in the Old Testament, Hosea chapter 6.
第六章的第三节。
Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我们务要认识神，竭力追求认识他。他出现了，却如晨光；他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
Verse 3, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.
所以，只要能够认识神的话，就能够找到智慧的所在。
So as long as we know God, or as we find Him, we will find true wisdom.
那为什么就有智慧呢？
And so why would we have wisdom?
因为他说的出现啊，却如啊晨光。
Because here it tells us that God's going forth is established as the
morning. 主要认识神的话，我们就有光线，我们就有希望。
As long as we know God, we will have this morning light, we will have hope.
在黑暗当中生活到的是很辛苦的。
It is very difficult to live in the dark.
有些眼睛看不见。
Some people, they can't see.
当然有些时候我们虽然是眼睛看得见，但是我们内心是黑暗的。
And for us, even though we may be able to see with our physical eyes, but in our hearts, it's filled with darkness.
因为有些时候我们看不清说我们的将来要怎么办呢？
Because sometimes we cannot see what we can do or what we will do.
当突然之间来的困难来临的时候
，And all of a sudden, when a calamity strikes,
我们有些时候被这个困难所压倒啊。
We may be pressed down because of the calamity.
因为是突然之间来的。
Because it came suddenly.
所以好像是一下子就陷入黑暗里头。
And so it was as if we all of a sudden fell into darkness.
可是我们只要是有真智慧。
But if we have true wisdom,
只要我们认识神。
As long as we know God.
所以他出现就好像晨光，他说一道光线让我们有希望。
God's abidance is like the morning light, we will have hope.
然后就让我们知道怎么做。
And we will know what to do.
那他临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
And God will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.
他能够解决我们人际之间关系的冲突。
God will help us to solve the conflicts between people.
因为人只要是没有怜悯的心肠。
If we do not have a compassionate heart,
不能够了解对方。
And we are unable to understand others,
不能够站在对方想一想。
And we cannot step into other people's shoes,
那人的心就变得很刚硬。
Then our hearts become very hardened.
因为我们刚所讲的社会上的智慧啊。
Because as we mentioned previously, the wisdom in this world,
就是以自己为中心为出发点。
It is self-centered and it starts from the self.
只是考虑到自己的益处。
It only cares about oneself.
没有考虑到别人。
It does not care for others.
这个不是真智慧啊。
And that is not true wisdom.
那真智慧，神出现呢，一个人就像这个心灵啊，就会受到圣灵的滋润，神的滋润。
The appearance of true wisdom, which is the appearance of God, the person's heart will be nourished like the rain from God.
所以有人说，这个爱心啊，爱就像一个润滑剂一样。
And so that's why some people say that love is like a lubricant.
有润滑剂的话，就我们生活哈，就好像很和谐。
And with this lubricant in our life, love, then it will make our lives harmonious.
那人际之间的关系也很和谐。
And also the relationships among people would be harmonious.
那就不会到处碰壁。
And we would not always go into trouble.
就是因为我们认识神。
And it is because we know God.
有真智慧。
And we have true wisdom.
所以真智慧的人呢，也能够考虑到别人的感受。
And so for someone who possesses true wisdom, will be able to understand how others feel.
好，那我们再来看约伯记啊，再看回约伯记二十八章。
Let's go back to Job chapter 28.
约伯记二十八章二十八节。
Job chapter 28 verse 28。
二十八章二十八节。
Job chapter 28 verse 28。
他对人说啊，敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶事便是聪明。
And to men he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding.
为什么人需要敬畏神?
Why do men need to fear God?
因为他创造宇宙大地。
Because he is the one that created the heavens and the earth.
因为他造人。
And he created man.
他造人以后还把这个人所要活的连线跟所住的疆界都已经定好了放在 DNA 里头啊。
And after he created men, he had already determined the places that they would live and also the numbers of their years.
所以人的生活动作存留都在乎他的手中。
And that's why in God we live and breathe and have our being.
神的赏赐人有自由意志来选择。
And God also gave men freedom to choose.
所以每一个人都要对我们所做的事情来负责任。
And that is why each one of us needs to bear responsibility for the choices that we make.
所以做错事情，犯法都要受到法律的制裁啊。
And so for someone who has done something wrong, who has violated the law, this person needs to be punished.
那违背神，没有遵循神的旨意啊，神也会把他带来审判。
And for someone who has disobeyed God and who has not followed God's commandments, God will also bring this person to judgment.
所以什么叫智慧?
So what is wisdom?
那智慧就要懂得敬畏神啊。
Wisdom is to be able to understand, to fear God.
不敬畏神的话，相反的就会接受审判啊。
Because if we do not fear God, on the other hand, we will receive judgment.
所以一个有智慧的人，你要得到神的奖赏，得到神的称赞，还是想要得到神的惩罚？
So for someone who is wise, do we want to be praised by God or to be punished by Him?
智慧的人看到，神啊，创造天地大地啊。
For someone who has wisdom will see that God is the one that created the heavens and the earth.
他是那么的有能力。
And he is filled with power.
他是那么的有威严。
And God is so majestic.
所以值得他尊敬啊。
And that's why he is worthy of our respect.
那他还会远离恶事。
A person who is wise will depart from evil.
因为神不喜欢恶事。
Because God hates evil.
所以聪明的人就会做神所喜欢的事情。
So a person who is wise will do what is pleasing to God.
他就不会做神所不喜欢的事情。
He will not do something that God does not like.
这个是真智慧。
That is true wisdom.
所以一样的小孩子怎么能够讨父母亲的喜欢呢？
So it is the same with children. How will children please their parents?
一样的，他喜欢的事情就去做啊。
It's very simple. You do what your parents like.
他讨厌的事情就不要去做啊。
And you don't do the things that your parents don't like.
那怎么来讨我们老板的喜欢？
How do we please our boss?
一样道理啊。
Same thing.
神也是一样。
And it is the same with God.
所以智慧的人会讨神的喜欢。
And so those who have wisdom will be able to please God.
那我们再来看箴言十三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs, chapter 13.
箴言十三章。
Proverbs 13.
十三章二十节。
Proverbs 13 verse 20.
箴言十三章二十节。
Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20.
怎么样能够得到智慧？
How do we gain true wisdom?
与智慧人同行的必得智慧，和愚昧人作伴的必受亏损。
He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed.
所以这个交朋友怎么交朋友？
It talks about how we choose our friends.
那交朋友是要跟那些有智慧的人结交啊。
We need to make friends with those who are wise.
这个愚昧的人你跟他作伴的话，后来一定会受亏损。
If you become companions of fools, then you will be destroyed.
所以跟有智慧的人，因为他讲的话，他的做法，他做事的模式，他思想的模式啊，就是有智慧。
To be with the wise men, the way they think and then the way they do things are filled with wisdom.
他怎么对待人？
How he treats others?
他怎么对待朋友？
How he treats his friends?
怎么对待他自己的父母亲？
And also how he treats his own parents.
然后我们就可以跟他们学。
We can learn from the wise men.
因为他们是智慧人，知道怎么来处事为人。
Because they are wise and they know what they need to do to other people.
他们知道神的旨意。
And they know the will of God.
他们知道神所喜欢的事情是什么。
They also know what pleases God.
我们就是不懂的话，没关系啊，跟他们学就可以啊。
And if we don't understand, that's okay. We can learn from them.
跟他们在一起的话，那多少我们会学到一点点。
Being with the wise men, more or less, we can learn.
我们也会变成智慧人了。
And we will also become wise.
所以我们选择朋友很重要的。
So it is very important who we choose to be friends with.
选对朋友。
And to choose the right friends,
会造就我们的一生呢。
It will benefit our whole lives.
选错了朋友。
But if we choose the wrong friends,
可能会毁坏我们的一生呢。
It may destroy our life.
我们选朋友就是要与智慧的人同行。
We need to choose friends, to walk with the wise men.
那再来就是要被圣灵充满。
Next, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为神他知道。
Because God knows the path of wisdom. And wisdom is also hidden in God.
神的灵，神用他的灵来吩咐，这些万物，被创造。
God used his spirit to command the creation and the creatures.
这是神用他的灵来设计。
God designed and also created with his spirit.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
主的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏神的灵，所以这里怎么来形容主的灵呢？
How does this verse describe the Spirit of God?
主的灵是充满有智慧和聪明。
The Spirit of God is filled with wisdom and understanding.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满。
So when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit,
神就使他有能力、有方法来应对，
Then God will enable this person to have the ability and the way to deal with the troubles ahead.
我们看当时的斯提凡呢，他传道了一样，结果是被众人辱骂逼迫。
We can look at Stephen, who at the time was preaching, but then he was insulted by the people around him.
那大家是想用石头打他。
And the people wanted to stone him to death.
因为他所传的跟犹太人的传统是不一样的。
Because what he was preaching was different from the traditions of the Jews.
他是传耶稣基督是神的儿子，耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
He was preaching that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and that Jesus Christ had resurrected from the dead.
那犹太人是不信这一套的。
And the Jews did not believe him.
所以犹太人越听越生气。
So the more that they heard, the more angry they got.
就想要置斯蒂凡于死地。
And then so they wanted to kill him.
哇，那斯蒂凡这个时候怎么办呢？
And what would Stephen do at the time? At that time, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他看到天开了，他看到神的荣耀。
And he saw heavens open, and he saw the glory of God.
这个时候他都知道要怎么办呢？
And at that moment, he knew what to do.
他怎么办？他不是逃啊。
He knew what to do. He didn't flee.
他就有力量能够赦免那些要想要丢他石头的人的罪。
He had the ability to forgive the people who wanted to stone him to death.
在那个情况之下，只有能够宽恕别人。
Under that kind of circumstance, only was he able to forgive others.
才能够让他的心里很舒坦啊。
And then he would be able to be at peace in his heart.
才能够让他很坦然地面对死亡。
Then he would be able to face death.
这个就是他的智慧啊。
So that was his wisdom.
那个时候他并没有抱怨。
At that time, he did not complain.
要是抱怨的话，心里面就会苦毒啊。
If he started complaining, he would have bitterness in his heart.
他就不能够面对困难的环境，就不能够面对逼迫，面对死亡。
And he would not be able to face persecution or death.
所以我们要经常被圣灵充满。
So we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit all the time.
带着纯谦卑的心。
And then have a heart of humility.
那当然有人会认为谦卑是一种软弱的表现。
So some people think that being humble is a sign of weakness.
其实刚刚相反，谦卑是一种很刚强的表现呢。
But on the contrary, to be humble is a sign of strength.
他要把自己尽量压低，能够很低调的行事。
And to lower oneself and to do things lower than others.
因为一般的人总是要表现自己呀。
Because as a common person, we all want to be better than others.
把自己提高。
And to elevate ourselves.
然后使别人啊在他底下。
And to have others under us.
就是压别人呐。
And to press on others or control.Control others and elevate ourselves.
让自己能够受到别人的肯定。
So that we can receive others' affirmation.
让别人觉得他什么都行的。
And to let others feel like we are very capable.
这是一般人。
That is what people do.
可是有智慧的人啊，就不一样。
But for someone who has wisdom, that is different.
所以耶稣基督啊，就存一个谦卑的心。
For Jesus Christ, he had a heart of humility.
啊，到处啊，是服侍人的。
And he was serving others everywhere.
啊，当然会被人瞧不起啊，你是个服侍人的。
And he was looked down by others because he was a servant.
但是他很聪明啊。
But he was wise.
他聪明在哪里？
Where was his wisdom?
因为后来他被神高举啊。
Because later on, God exalted him.
因为神就不喜欢这些骄傲的人。
Because God does not like those who are proud.
提拔这些谦卑的人
，and instead, God will exalt the humble.
所以我们到底是要被神阻挡压下来，还是要被神来提拔呢
？So do we want to be resisted by God, or do we want to be elevated by God?
聪明的人当然说啊，我要被神提拔。
For someone who is wise, of course, will say, "I want to be elevated by God."
那要被神提拔的话，要被神高升啊，之前一定要先谦卑，要个谦卑的心。
And so, in order for us to be elevated by God or be exalted by God, we need to first be humble.
啊，真有智慧的人，他会禁止自己的舌头啊。
And those who have true wisdom will restrain his tongue.
啊，舌头啊，在白体当中是很小的。
A tongue is a small member in our body.
啊，我们这个舌头啊，在嘴巴里头啊。
Our tongue, is inside our mouth.
啊，比起手的话也是很小啊。
In comparison to our hand, it is quite small.
但是我们这个舌头很厉害呀。
But our tongue is very scary.
啊，圣经说舌头能够使整片森林啊这样烧起来。
The Bible tells us that the tongue can kindle a fire in the forest.
舌头能够毁坏一个人。
The tongue can destroy a person.
也能够建造一个人。
Or it can establish the person.
所以圣经告诉我们说话要小心。
So the Bible tells us that we need to be very careful with our speech.
禁止舌头，禁止嘴唇啊，就是真智慧。
To control our tongue, that is also true wisdom.
啊，当然不说禁止就不要说话了。
We're not saying that controlling our tongue means we don't say anything.
啊，等一下，假设大家都不说话的话，也是。很可怕的啊。
If we all become silent later, that is quite scary as well.
吃饭的时候也不讲话。
Like we don't talk when we're eating.
就是说我们说话要小心啊。
We are saying that we need to watch out or be careful.
我们要尽量说好话。
And we need to say words that are good.
啊，对别人好处，要尽量鼓励别人。
We need to say words that edify others and encourage others.
能够站在对方的立场来想问题。
To step into the other person's shoe and to help them solve their problem.
这样子就是真智慧。
That is true wisdom.
那真智慧的好处。
And the benefits of true wisdom.
有这个有学习的能力。
It is to have this ability to comprehend.
我们看当时神赏赐给所罗门王的智慧。
We can see how God gave King Solomon wisdom.
哦，所以你看有两个妇人呢，就带着一个孩子来，死的婴儿哈，到所罗门王的面前呢，要叫他来判断。
There were two women who brought their babies in front of King Solomon, and one of them was dead, and they wanted King Solomon to make a judgment.
啊，圣经说啊，所罗门王就做了一个很好的判断呢。
And the Bible told us that King Solomon made a very good judgment.
好，那我们现在这个故事，我们大家应该都清楚了。
So we should know about that story.
那我们再来看啊，所罗门有智慧，他第一个就能够有领悟力啊。
So we could look at King Solomon. Because of his wisdom, the first thing that he had was he had insight.
那不是 understanding。
Oh, understanding.
那他要领悟力啊，他才能够学习很多东西。
And because he was able to understand, he was able to learn many things.
那第二个，他要洞察力。
And then second, he had insight.
所以他就能够知道这个事情的真相。
And so he was able to find out the truth of things.
然后他才能够做一个正确判断。
And then he was able to make the correct judgment.
看看这个婴孩啊，这个 baby 到底是属于谁的。
Well, he was able to find out exactly who the baby belonged to.
那有真智慧啊，有真智慧的话，我们就有个正确的处事为人的态度。
And also, to possess true wisdom, it means that we will have the right attitude in behaving ourselves.
我们看亚伯拉罕。
We can look at Abraham.
也是有智慧啊。
He also had wisdom.
那他跟神的关系很好啊。
He had a good relationship with God.
我们看他不占人的便宜啊。
He did not take advantage of others.
所以他说打胜仗回来以后，他说一针一线我都不拿了。
And so after he was victorious from his battles, he said he would not take anything.
免得被人说啊，你富有都是你看贪小便宜的。
He did not want others to start saying that he became rich because he took advantage of others.
他很聪明，他不这样做。
He was very wise and he didn't do it.
那我们看以撒啊。
Also look at Isaac.
以撒他的邻居啊，都是恶邻居啊。
Isaac's neighbors were evil.
我们看到他挖了井啊，他的邻居啊就把它填满了。
He would dug a well and then the neighbors would fill it up.
啊，不是填满，就说啊，这口井是我们的。
And if they didn't fill it up, they would start saying, "Well, that is my well."
那以撒他不跟他们相争啊。
And Isaac did not fight with them.
啊，退让，退让。
He kept on yielding.
好，你说你的啊，那就让给你。
And so he just let them have it.
我再去挖另外一口井。
And he went somewhere else to dig up another well.
所以他一直退让，退到敌人都不好意思的了。
So he kept on yielding to them until his enemies became embarrassed.
因为他越退啊，神给他祝福越多。
Because the more that he yielded to them, the more blessing God gave him.
那社会上的智慧就说：“这是我的，这是我的了。”
The wisdom in this world say otherwise that we need to possess.
啊，明明是我们挖的井啊，怎么会说是变成你的呢？
If it was something that we dug ourselves, then it has to be ours.
啊，所以以撒他的人生哲学就是退让，退让。
So the philosophy that Isaac had was to keep on yielding.
啊，退到敌人啊，觉得很不好意思。
Until the point that his enemies felt embarrassed.
啊，这是他有智慧的。
He had wisdom.
那约瑟呢？
What about Joseph?
那约瑟他变卖到埃及以后。
After he was sold in, to Egypt,
他来默默地服侍他的主人呢。
He served his master quietly.
哦，他是被出卖，被他的兄弟出卖到埃及的。
He was sold by his own brothers to Egypt.
他没做错什么事情呢。
And he didn't do anything wrong.
但是他不怨天啊，不尤人。
But he did not complain to God or man.
就默默地做他的本分。
He just did his duties quietly.
后来他有机会啊，就被提拔为宰相。
And then an opportunity came and he became the prime minister.
这一个就真智慧了。
That was true wisdom.
啊，真智慧好处啊，还包括能够有得救的智慧啊，得救。
Another benefit of having true wisdom means to possess the wisdom of salvation.
而且认识神就认识神所预备的天家。
To know God means to know the heavenly home that God has provided for us.
所以圣经说啊，是有得救的真智慧。
And so the Bible says that there is this wisdom of salvation.
啊，真正有智慧的人。
For those who truly have wisdom.
啊，他就来找主耶稣啊。
They will find Jesus.
他会找到这个得救的门路。
They will find this path of salvation.
啊，他会找永生在哪里。
And they will find where eternal life is.
他不想要说死后还要接受审判呢。
They will avoid the judgment after death.
啊，他想要得救。
The person will want to be saved.
所以真智慧的人啊，就想要得救。
So people who have true wisdom would want to be saved.
所以属世的智慧啊，是很重视得失的。
So the wisdom in this world values on gain and loss.
也是以自己为中心啊。
And also it is self-centered.
啊，是为自己而活。
And one lives for himself.
那结果就是带来纷争苦毒。
But the result of it is it brings about bitter envy and strife.
那属灵的智慧，真智慧呢？
But the spiritual wisdom, which is the true wisdom,
就很重视天国的福分。
It values the blessings of the heavenly kingdom.
他认为这个世界只是暂时的。
We understand that this world is only temporary.
啊，你要就给你，因为都是暂时的。
And if you want something, go ahead and have it because it's only temporary.
啊，这一辈子很快就会过去的。
And our lives in this world will pass by quickly.
所以他的生活就以神为中心。
And so our lives will center on God.
因为他明白还有一个永生啊。
Because we understand that there is eternal life.
啊，那个是永远的。
That is eternal.
所以他活着就是为基督而活啊。
So we live for Christ.
为永生而活。
We live for eternal life.
所以有这种观念的人啊，他就能够处处退让啊。
People who have this kind of a concept will be able to yield to others.
以退为进。
In order to gain, we yield.
Yeah, 就像这个以撒一样。
Just like Isaac.
结果是带来和平跟喜乐。
And the result of it is peace and joy.
带来神的祝福。
And brings about the blessing of God.
所以什么是真智慧？
So what is true wisdom?
我们要做一个智慧人。
We need to be someone who is wise.
再来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
358首。
358.